This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a need for a new world order. And it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Alex, Dustin, Kevin, Neil, Adam, many others, your calls are coming up in 6 minutes. I'm going right to you on the collapse of the globalists, the rise of the AI, the positive, the negative. Where do you see our future going? It's Hillary's birthday, I'm told. Is that true? Does she have a birthday? Do robots have birthdays? She's certainly a satanic robot from the 12th dimension. That's a joke, folks. There's so much happening, so much going on. But let's get back to a subject I was talking about earlier, how the media, the fake news, the CNNs, the MSNBCs all said that Trump for sure got pee-peed on in Moscow. And it turned out it was all lies. And the Democrats now have had to admit it's lies. And I played those clips earlier. A year of Clinton lies about the Golden Shower dossier exposes Hillary's lawyer is under fire for falsely denying paying for it, even though records show they did. But that's the least of their problems. They authorized late last night the FBI deep state informant that infiltrated the Russians buying off trucking companies in Canada, the U.S., illegally getting uranium before the deal was even made, because they need it for their nuclear weapons, obviously. That's what foreign governments do, and it certainly goes on. And the Democrats got over $100 million total, not the $30 million that Podesta's brother got. I mean, this is getting worse by the minute, and now they've said that that informant and others are going to be able to testify to Congress. And Congressman Nunes is on their tail. And old Congressman Schiff's got more than egg on his face. He and his party have had their nose stuck into every foreign power out there begging to get payoffs, begging to get their party financed internationally to bring us into globalism, to pimp America out. So you talk about egg on your face, Alec Baldwin, all the rest with their sophomoric trips. I heard it from Alex Jones. Black people aren't human. I mean, yeah, that's all you can do is make up stuff and then have an actor say I said it. So they got pee-pee on their face. I mean, they don't just have egg on their face. The piss gate has blown up in their face. Pun intended. Here it is.
Not talking about the pee-pee. Because it didn't happen.
From there, the president-elect lit into the news media again. He condemned BuzzFeed.
It was a failing pile of garbage, writing it. I think they're going to suffer the consequences.
Accused CNN of being CNN fake news off persistent attempts by its correspondent to ask a question. Later, CNN's parent company, Time Warner, defended its reporting, and BuzzFeed said it published what it called a newsworthy document.
It claims Trump set out to defile the suite because President Obama and the first family had once stayed there, and Trump, quote, hated the Obamas.
We don't know where he's at. Could have been on this bench down here, though I doubt it because that's in what's called the splash zone.
Did you guys like all pee, or did you just like watch them?
Guys, no, I do not want to talk about the pee pee. Disgraceful that the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out. I think it's a disgrace.
I think this is just an unfortunate leak.
Let's back it up 10 seconds, thanks. Remember what Schumer said right around this time? He said, we can hurt you 7 ways to Sunday. Well, guess what, buddy? You're getting hurt right now, too, aren't you? Because that gun kicks as hard as it shoots, doesn't it? So you better hit your target. Let's go back.
Out. I think it's a disgrace.
I think this is just an unfortunate leak.
That's making a huge mess. And I know I'm being a wet blanket, but this is the... Reporting on this is the worst kind of yellow journalism.
Hey, don't think it is. Don't think you're going to get any retractions by these comedians that read off teleprompters that pose as fake news anchors. Fake news, posing as fake news, of fake news. It doesn't get any more fake than that.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, a lot of folks marvel at Trump. He's 71, oldest president to ever be elected, and the guy looks like he's 60, a good 60. Hillary, though, has not aged too well, and she just turned 70 today. But something else that hasn't aged too well is this tweet from her last year, just 4 days before the election, where she wished herself a wonderful birthday to a future president. And she tweeted out a picture of herself, I guess, when she was 10 years old. So a sociopathic, genetic psychopath in training. Happy birthday to this future president. And she tweeted that out. She tweeted that out, ladies and gentlemen, on October 26, 2016, 365 days ago. And it got 109,000 retweets or likes, 55,000 retweets. We're going to tweet this out, a screenshot of her old tweet, just a screenshot of the image, please. And just my point that this tweet didn't age too well, did it, hag? And I don't mean that to insult older women. I mean, she's been acting like the Wicked Witch of the East for her entire political career. No amount of Newsweek, telling us that she's Madam President. Is going to work anymore. On Hillary Clinton's birthday, here's a throwback to last year's future president tweet. So happy birthday to this future president. We should retweet it, but with it cut out of her saying that with a picture of Trump as a child. Yeah, let the crew have a heyday. With that is absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. Okay, without further ado, if you just joined us, I got into, they're admitting that the whole PP Gate thing is a fake dossier. The Democrats indeed bought it from Jeb Bush and John McCain, basically. They had the FBI look at it to put some seal of Robert Comey's juices onto it to supposedly give it some type of credibility. And now they knew it was fake. They sold it as fake, and you're seeing retractions from CNN and ABC, but just very, well, we got it wrong, or looks like it's probably not true, and that they did lie about getting it and paying for it. So it's all blowing up in their face. Hollywood's collapsing. The NFL's collapsing. The EU's collapsing. Globalism is falling apart. You've got all these top Republicans resigning, like Flake and Corker and all the rest of them, I guess, preparing for their prison stints. For all the corruption boiling around them. And there's talk in Congress of Hillary getting criminally charged because they've lied to Congress about paying for the urine document, which, again, was meant to destroy our republic. But turnabout is now fair play, ladies and gentlemen. Now, right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls from Alex and Dustin and Kevin and Neil and Adam and many others that are holding. What is your take on the state of the world? What do you think is going to end up happening? Are we really winning? Is Trump for real? How real is he? Should we rejoice in how much we've already seen happen? And the big question, how will the globalists strike back? Well, they say November 4th, they're going to kill police and burn things down and kill Trump supporters. They say on videos we've aired here that this is their big military attack. I don't know what's going to happen. Looks like Trump's trying to take the gloves off, though. So you're organizing groups to go out and terrorize innocent people and attack them. Well, that's not free speech. That's organizing criminal activity. And we've got hundreds of police that have been killed the last few years in Black Lives Matter associated groups. And you could have problems with some police, just like you'd have problems with any authority out there in government. And I totally get it. But to randomly say we're just going to shoot cops in the back of the head, and then CNN goes, well, more cops got shot in Louisiana or got shot in Texas because, you know, cops need to reform themselves. That's why this is happening. We all heard that talking point. It's like, if a black guy went and killed some white people, you don't just go randomly kill black people. Or if black people, you know, went out and killed white folks, you don't go out and kill black people, or vice versa. If a Hispanic guy went and killed white people randomly, you wouldn't just go kill random Hispanics like somehow it was their fault. That's authoritarianism. When in the old communist systems in China and in Russia, if your neighbor did something bad, you might get sent to prison with them as if you knew. Or maybe down the block, you got sent for community service, or, you know, had to get your food ration taken for the month, because all of you have to keep other people in line. That's authoritarianism. That's not a free society. And I am not to blame for 2% of the U.S. population pre-1867 that had slaves. I am not to blame for serial killers that are white when they go kill people. They did that. And black people aren't to blame when some random crazy black person goes and kills somebody because they're white. That person's to blame. And I know that's common sense, and folks are going, Alex, don't talk to us like we're 5 years old. We know that. I know you know that. Most of the time, I'm talking past you for the prodigal sons out there. You're going to say to me, well, you know, why aren't you talking directly to us? Because you're already awake. You know more than I do most of the time. So get out and wake folks up. We're reaching out to people that still don't get authoritarianism when it's staring at them in the eyeballs. So who should I go to first? We got Neil. We got Adam. Who's been holding the longest here? Who's been holding the longest? Okay, Alex in Quebec, Canada, thank you for holding. I really appreciate that. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you.
So it's pretty obvious right now, since Trump got elected, I can definitely see that they're running scared because she might be indicted for real. So all this confusion about this November 4th, I think it's their big, you know, when they're trying to confuse or mislead people in one way, when they're actually committing a crime and trying to get away with what they're, you know, the criminal actions of certain people in our government. And I see there's a repercussion in Canada. It's obvious. And everybody here keeps just closing their mind and just saying, no, doesn't have to do with us. We're Canadians. So I think we share the same kind of core values. And I don't know why, but the news are pushing this division between people that have points to make with actual proof versus people that are living through this emotional garbage and they can't spend more than 5 minutes watching the news. And maybe that's why they're pushing all this diversion right now.
That's exactly what they're doing. Thank you, Alex. We're going to go to Dustin and Neil and others here in a moment. But that's why when I walked through the streets of Austin for an hour the other night, for every person that didn't like me, there were five supporters. We counted it up. Five people come over and shook my hand, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, informed, light in their eyes, smart, funny, had stuff to say. Liberals walk by and go, F you. And I'd say, hey, please talk to me. I mean, I care about you. I want to talk to you. I want to know why you're mad. They'd say, no, no, no. And then I'd finally try to get them to talk, and they couldn't. They would just say, racist or crazy or you're a liar or 9/11. And I'd say, what a lie about a 9/11. I said, there was a stand down. Saudi Arabia was involved. It's all come out. I've been confirmed right. And then they say, well, you say the firefighters did it. I never said that. They misrepresent. And you realize they're a cult. Whether it's San Francisco or whether it's L.A. or whether it's Seattle or whether it's New York or wherever it's any other so-called liberal city, they all say F you and then run. I mean, sociology, criminology, anthropology, psychology. How do you get somebody to act exactly the same in different cities? They didn't put that on TV a few years ago saying F you to people. They didn't show that was the response. It's like it's all they know. And it shows they're so programmed that it's a script they follow. I mean, it's really crazy that they just feel like they're part of the ruling cool crew, and they don't like your free speech, and they want to make you feel alone and bad, and they would get totally freaked out when they saw me with these big crowds of people supporting us. They just didn't know what to do. Stay with us. We're on to your calls.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going right to your phone calls, and then coming up in a little bit of the next segment, I'm going to spend some time on this. Universe without God shouldn't exist, CERN researchers suggest. And this was in big articles put out by NASA yesterday, saying there's an outside force holding the universe together. And they've got different types of satellites with different types of monitors and high-tech arrays, spectrometers, radio telescopes, and other systems scanning the energy fields in space. And there is energy way more powerful than even matter and antimatter and dark matter. There is something holding it all in place. The universe should not exist, scientists, after finding bizarre behavior of antimatter. That's London Independent. So that's coming up in the next segment. Powerful information. We are not, ladies and gentlemen, in Kansas anymore. Because Kansas is in the middle of the universe. Let's go ahead and talk to Neil in West Virginia. Neil, you're on the air. Welcome to the airwaves. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking my call. It's an honor to talk with you.
You bet. Thanks for coming on.
Yes. Well, I suppose, you know, we're right here to defeating the globalists. We're so close, but there is still evil to be defeated. And if I would, I'd like to speak briefly on some of the more pedophiles in Hollywood, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Yes. Now, not too many people know who this individual is, but his name is Dan Schneider. He is a top producer at Nickelodeon. He produces a good number of the children's shows there on Nickelodeon. And he's a very, very sick individual. I don't know how much of the allegations I would be allowed to talk about on the radio, but I mean...
Well, here's the deal. We've got so many convicted pedophiles in Hollywood and top directors allowed to direct movies with children, children's movies, after they're convicted of raping 12-year-olds and 9-year-olds to get into people I've never heard of. And I'm not saying that, you know, you're lying about this. I just don't know of the case. And so it's hard for me to get into specifics on things that I can't prove one way or the other. I know Nickelodeon admittedly has been caught sexualizing children and pushing sexualization of children very, very young. And I know that Viacom and Sumner Redstone have been at the tip of the spear of that. So I can say that about them. And I remember, I forget his name, there is a Nickelodeon producer who's also produced for MTV, who's also a Black Lives Matter guy. I forget his name. Paul Watson's written about it, who has put out some really, really sick stuff. So, I mean, I'm fully aware of it. It's like shooting fish in a barrel to say that. I just can't sit here and talk about something I don't know anything about. So just in general, without getting into people's names, what do you think about, you know, all this information? There it is, pedophile X-Man actor convicted of sexually abusing Nickelodeon child star still working with underage kids. There it is, Daily Mail. I mean, there's so many examples of what I'm seeing is where they're caught that I just don't know this guy's name.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, I understand.
What do you make of Corey Feldman coming out and saying last week he's about to expose the pedophiles? Now they've arrested him for marijuana, almost ran over him in the street. He says they're after him. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree, but keep in mind, and I know the same thing happened with Roger Stone, where he got into that car accident. And I know some of the tactics. Some of that might be used as a distraction to sort of keep you distracted from something else that might be happening to you. But, you know, one way or the other, it doesn't surprise me. I think they're going to kill him. He needs to go out into the desert somewhere and be in hiding there.
Well, I'll tell you this, Roger Stone, Corey Feldman, all these people that have been proven right, they are in danger because, look, the whole Russian thing's collapsing. Everything they said I was a Russian agent in Congress. Yeah. And on TV, zero connection. They literally did everything they said we did.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling how the tide has turned from last year up to now, and the spirit of 1776 is coming back. We're close. We're going to defeat them. It's so great. I got that spirit in me.
Absolutely. God bless you. I'm going to jump, Neil. I'm glad to hear you're excited. And I want to be clear. We're not like the communists or the fascists that promise some utopia on the other side of this. We're not promising everything's perfect if we go with constitutional, basic Christian values. You don't have to be a Christian, but you recognize that's what made the country great. If you divorce yourself from that, you know where the country goes. And so we're not promising some utopia. We're just simply promising that we're going to do the very best job we can to turn the planet around and reject globalism that is designed to be evil. Because it's easier to manage people if you're ruthless, hateful, and want to hurt folks. Well, then, I mean, you know, it makes the management job a lot easier. So a lot of evil is really about laziness. Okay, let's go to Adam in New York. You're on the air on Hillary Clinton's birthday. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you, man?
I'm good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Alex, I think the world, I think the country is in trouble. I think all the things you're doing, I mean, your show is pretty out there. It's wild. And the stuff you come up with, I think it's just too advanced for people. They can't comprehend this AI and all this stuff. But my main point is Bill Clinton is the most powerful man in the world. And if he were Italian, the FBI would have convened grand juries. They would have put everybody, his grandmother, on the grand jury. They would have gotten indicted. This stuff goes back to Arkansas. I don't understand why they don't. Trump even said about Vince Foster that this guy was murdered. I mean, these people, how they stayed in power all these years and the body count, and how they still continue to go, it just goes to show you that they are the most powerful people on planet Earth. George Bush Jr., he was a patsy. The father's the real, you know, who knows if he's colluding with them. I mean, Clinton and Gore sold out all our secrets to China. Nobody mentions this stuff. This country is in serious trouble. I don't think there's going to be any kind of victory until this Donald Trump fires Mueller, like Clinton did to William Sessions.
That's right.
Seven days before Vince Foster got killed, and all these things, nobody knows about these things. Nobody really understands.
No, I know, and you're just spewing total history and facts, and to the average person who doesn't know this, it sounds like you're speaking alien. Yeah. But listen, here's the good news.
Yeah.
America had gotten to the point where our government was funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda publicly, killing Christians all over the Middle East and Africa. We were being completely sold out. They were going to ban conservative speech, ban Christian speech to a great extent. Things finally got so bad that patriots in government, in corporations, in private life came together. We woke up. We're taking the country back. We've got major beachheads. Trump's totally for real. He's got amazing stamina. He's a bull. He's got so much courage. And he's an example to all of us and an example of our listeners that I know have gone through a lot. The patriots. Our audience is the core of awake patriots in this country that have fought so incredibly hard against tyranny. And I want to salute you all. Whether you're Protestant or a Latter-day Saint or a Catholic or a Muslim that doesn't want to live under authoritative, you know, Orthodox Sharia law, or whether you're an atheist, if you just want freedom and let folks live their lives and you want to have an open, free society and you don't want to make me your slave, I'm your friend. And I think you have a right to live the way you want to live as long as you don't hurt anybody else. And that's the American system. And we're bringing that back, brother. And I think we've come a long way, but I agree with you that we've been brought into a very bad position, but we're starting to climb our way out because we now realize we fell down a mine shaft. Thank you, Adam. Dustin, Kevin, and others, your calls are straight ahead. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Coming to you from the planet Earth.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Meet Access and Media. If you're looking for an agency that knows value and values their clients, then look no further. We're a multimedia agency that understands and works for conservative clients. We place the right media, whether in finance, precious metals, firearms, politics, you name it. Our clients are loyal because we work hard to earn that loyalty. No upfront fees, no monthly minimums. Call Access to Media today at 413-206-0710. That's 413-206-0710. Or visit accesstomedia.com. Free consultations. What have you got to lose?
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I just feel like I should thank God and thank you and thank my family and this wonderful crew and all of our affiliates and everybody, our sponsors. I mean, globalism is getting voted out all over the world right now. The authoritarianism of this robber baron 160-year plan, really 170-year plan from the 1850s, is in trouble. The British Empire funded mind weapons and culture control systems, and they wrote thousands of books at the Royal Society. I've scanned over and read dozens. And it's just all laid out, and it's fantastical. And it's like science fiction. But they understood that what humans envisioned, they ended up building it. I mean, if you go back to the 15th and 16th century in England, they would offer big prizes, the equivalent of $100 billion prizes today. I mean, we're talking like, you know, 50,000-pound prizes and stuff I've read about for whoever could create a clock that tracked the 24 hours of the day. And the early ones had, like, planets as well, and it was all crazy, and they finally got them down to, like, seconds a day accurate. We're talking 400 years ago, man, guys in tinker shops making clocks and then being able to miniaturize it down to, you know, Swiss workmanship that I got on my arm that's 200 years old. That's the classic designs they're using. This is even an expensive Swiss watch. So, this is our brain. We're the ones making the supercomputers. We're the ones making the stealth bombers. We're awesome. Because we're made by an awesome God. On this planet in deep space, I mean, give me a break. And the big article by Kit Daniels up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now. Universe without God shouldn't exist, CERN researchers say. Evidence boosts 2009 theory of hypercosmic God. And all, and now you've got top bankers coming out and top globalists and top genetic engineers. And they're going, look, we don't know who did this, but it's so advanced. I mean, they've gone into human DNA, and they're finding stuff that isn't even on this planet. That's why the elites are so freaked out and whacked out and think through genetic engineering they're going to find this Godhead, because they're going into our genetics, and it's all there compressed. You know, 30-foot saltwater crocodiles and stuff never found on the earth, and they're like going, what is this? And they're just like, whoa, whoa, and then they're telling you, there is no God, you know, our emotions aren't real, you're not even conscious, you're programmable, you're not, you don't have a soul, because they know full well you do. In fact, if you really study it, again, it's way more advanced than that. It's not like you've got, I'm not going to get into it. It's just incredible. It's unbelievable. And I've innately already known this, and I've been talking about it on air, and it's totally whacking out the globalists, because I understand just viewing it and studying it. Well, it's not even in literature anywhere. I can see it, like the code of the thing now. And it's unbelievable. And they're really trying to attempt the public from not getting this information and going to the next level. They think they're going to hoard all this and that they're going to transcend. And they've been lied to, and they believe that they've got to get into machines and merge with it to be perfected, when that's not the answer. We are perfected in our imperfection. I am a composite clone of thousands of my ancestors, and their will, not just their memories and not just their genetics, but their will is transmitted from person to person. There is a seamless electrical connection from me to my most ancient ancestors and from you. I am literally connected to them, and all the ancients do this and would put their will into their progeny. They would normally pick one person out of the family to put their will into. And that gets into the big secret stuff, folks, that all the ancients knew. That the Comanche Indians knew, and everybody else. And they just don't want you to have access to this information, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want you to have access. Because you don't need them anymore once you're connected to God. And it isn't like you go to some church and find God. You plug into this, man, you're there. You're like, whoa, this is a joke. Why is Hillary ruling over us? Because she's so fallen that she would want to rule over other humans. That's fallen. Because she doesn't have the connection to God. She's imagining what a God is. God gives you free will and turns you loose. God doesn't sit there and try to make you mentally retarded so an old roach-like witch can perch on top of humanity and feel powerful. But I'm going to stop right there. Let's go to Roger Stone, a little joke piece I asked him to do. Because he really was meeting with top Republicans against Stephen Bannon and others. I didn't go. It's not that I'm too cool to meet with Stephen Bannon. I just was a lot of stuff going on. And so I sent Roger. And I said, since you are meeting with a lot of the top opposition Republicans, do a joke where you go to the Natural History Museum, the famous dinosaurs in New York, and then that's where you meet the top Republicans. So Roger did it. I appreciate Roger doing it. Here's the short piece. It's Roger Stone to meet with top Republicans. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Roger Stone, Infowars.com. I'm in New York City, the Big Apple, for a secret meeting with the most influential powers in the Republican Party. That's right, I'll be meeting with the biggest Republicans tomorrow. Stay tuned. I'm Roger Stone. We're here in New York City, and we've been talking for some time about a high-level secret meeting that I'm about to attend with some of the biggest heavyweight Republicans here in New York. I would say these are Republicans who are so big, so influential, they're of Jurassic proportions. Now, I have some very important questions to ask these big Republicans. So, Senator Corker, did you resign from the United States Senate because of the impending FEC and FBI investigations? So, Senator McCain, did you take $1 million from the Saudis for your McCain Institute at the same time that you were opposing release of the congressional investigation into the Saudi role on 9/11? Deafening silence. Pardon me, Senator Flake, did you decide not to run again because you were going to lose the Republican primary? Nothing but deafening silence. There you have it. We can't get the facts from some of the biggest heavyweight Republicans in the country, the rhinos. I make no bones about it. We've got to get rid of the rhinos in the next election.
That is a good little juicy piece. All right, we're going to go to break here. I promise I'm going to get to Dustin, Kevin, Brandon, George, and others before. Gerald Celente is going to co-host with me. Coming up. Love him. So much to get into. And I've got some other big news I'm going to hit briefly when we start the next segment. And that is, it's happened. Twitter and others have banned all Russian news. And that means they can ban anybody else they claim is connected to Russians, like Drudge Report and yours truly. You notice this is happening as their whole fraud collapses. And so Trump is preparing to bust them up as anti-American, anti-free speech monopolies. So they want to get taken to the woodshed again and again. We're going to do it. Twitter bans Russian Today and Sputnik from advertising on its service. Isn't that just amazing? Just very briefly, we are listener supported. Whether it's T-shirts or whether it's supplements or whether it's books or films or water filtration, it's all the best quality, the best brands, lowest prices. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your financial support. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So, no, InfoWars is your creation, and I thank you, and I am humbled before you and all that you've done. I love you. We'll be back.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente is going to be hosting the third hour today, and then we're going to have Anthony Kumi on the fourth hour. I was thinking, you know what? Just let him have the hour. I want to be here, but I'll just interrupt the whole time, so he'll be here. I'm going to get to some of your calls, and then come up in a few minutes. We'll get a breakdown for Celente on what he's going to be covering in the next hour. Top trends forecaster. But look at this article that was on InfoWars.com a few days ago that I read, I meant to cover, and then I heard Leanne McAdoo during the break. A lot of our radio ads aren't radio ads. They're just one-minute little information news pieces. It's just something we do. We just change things up. And I'd forgotten in the documents the CIA visited Lanza and reportedly recruited him about a year before the shooting. I mean, they bulldozed the house to get rid of it. I don't know what really happened with Sandy Hook, folks. We've looked at all sides. We played devil's advocate from both sides. But, I mean, it's as phony as a $3 bill with the CNN doing fake newscast with blue screens. And I mean, Nancy Grace got caught doing it, Anderson Cooper. I mean, that is just a crazy. That's the type of stuff that I read on InfoWars.com that I don't even get to. Speaking of that, RT. You know, if I got criticism on RT, Russia's been infected by the same globalism and fake liberalism we have. And RT is just was like too pro-Hillary. It had some anti-Hillary, so it was like more anti-Hillary than, say, CNN. But not as anti-Hillary as Fox News. And RT America was just like leftist, because that's who the so-called journalists are. So when I hear I get my order from RT and all this, and they have congressional hearings, it's comical now that it's come out that it's all fake and PP Gates fake and all the rest of it. But in a big move, Twitter bans Russia Today, Sputnik, and other outlets that are partially government-funded. And it's saying they stole the election. I mean, that's in all the PP Gate dossiers and all the rest. It's all fake. Of course the Russians tried to influence very weakly. I mean, RT America has like 100,000 viewers every few hours. It's, I don't want to say it's a joke, but I mean, we're bigger than that, okay? A lot bigger. RT Global's big, but it's like very intellectual, kind of leftist, pretty dry. I mean, not, the point is that banning it sets the precedent to ban whatever they want. And it's a big deal. Here's the RT breaking it down, then we'll go to your calls, and Gerald Celente will give us a little prelude of what's coming up. But here is Andrew Farmer from RT.
RT has revealed the details of an advertising offer made by Twitter during the U.S. presidential elections. Back in 2016, Twitter did make a large sum proposal to RT offering to promote the channel's coverage, and now the media giant is set to testify, though, to Congress on alleged Russian meddling after including RT in its report on the matter. So let's get more details now from Dan Hawkins, who joins us from central Moscow. You information coming out, Dan, which does change things slightly.
Indeed, Andy. Before we go to that story, let's just give a bit of background as to what exactly has happened here. As you just mentioned, at the end of September, Twitter published a report. It was titled Russian Interference in the 2016 U.S. Election, Bots and Misinformation. RT was mentioned multiple times in that report in the context of that alleged Russian influence, more specifically giving out confidential information about how much exactly RT had spent on their social media advertising on Twitter. That sum was given as around $270,000. In 2016 across all their channels, RT America, Spanish, and International. Not so different strategies any international news channel would use to promote their material on social media.
Yeah, most of a bunch of leftist
now,
crap.
We also say Twitter will soon be going to testify before Congress with regards to these allegations of Russian interference. That will happen in just a few days' time on the 1st of November. No doubt RT will also be given a mention in that testimony. As you mentioned there, RT was offered a high-cost, comprehensive special package by Twitter, specifically tailor-made for the U.S. general presidential election. That package would have contained many special customized features.
Oh, yeah, special to advertise that RT was covering it. And because of the pressure on RT, it got even worse. A lot of it was like anti-gun, anti-America stuff. In fact, I did pieces last year saying maybe RT should lose its license. They're becoming so pro-Hillary. Remember those pieces? RT America. Now, RT Global was not like that, but RT America, I know people that work there, it was just overrun with leftists. I mean, it's just like in the deep state with Trump. He gives orders, and then I'm sure RT was not trying to be pro-Hillary. But it's just this country is so infested in government and media with these people that they would not have fair reporting. I'm ranting. I want to go to Gerald Celente and get his take on this and take a few calls where he fully takes over. But let's just go ahead and finish up. Here it is.
My features from special emoji hashtags to research and analytics, media strategy to enable, according to Twitter themselves, a wider reach to U.S. audiences.
So let's pause. They're already advertising with a Twitter strategy. Then they advertise a bigger strategy, and then they later claim that strategy, because it's an election, means they wanted to hack the election, when all it was watch us, we have election coverage. You know, with people like Larry King, the liberal, that's their election coverage guy, was Larry King, oh my gosh, the right winger, not even a right winger, a liberal. The Russians' only problem is they're trying to mimic our establishment too much. That RT's too milquetoast. Tell you what, let me run RT. We'll see what goes on here. I mean, I'll put like a Russian hat on. I'm joking. I'm not being serious there. Let's cue up the joke video we can from the other night. Let's finish up with RT.
before the US presidential election. Now, after some negotiations, that offer was actually declined by RT for the reason that it had a very high price tag that went over all social media budgets available for that year. Another interesting
fact. That's enough. I love how they used the blueprint of them advertising to them what they wanted them to buy as the proof of an election. Proof! They influenced the election. They bought a small ad package with us to promote that they had election coverage. And then the coverage was Larry King. I mean, folks, Larry King is middle of the road to the left. Gerald, you're taking over here, and I promise you a few of these calls. You're going to come back in about 5 minutes. But just briefly, what do you make of Russiagate? You're going to be hosting the next hour, collapsing, all Hollywood collapsing, the whole the Republican establishment resigning en masse. I mean, this is happening quicker than I thought. It's like lemmings running off the edge of a cliff. What's happening?
Disgusted with. You know, look at the elections that just happened in the Czech Republic, in Austria, in Germany,
Italy.
In Italy, in the Catalan movement to break away from Spain. It's anti-establishment is the term that they use. But it's really not anti-establishment. It's disgust with the corrupt system. And this whole Russiagate thing, it's total nonsense. I mean, oh, they bought, what, $33,000 worth of ads a year over 3 years on Facebook. $33,000, what does Facebook do, about $28 billion a year?
By the way, Facebook, just to let you share to 5% of your audience we've tested, cost us $20,000. We've spent probably $1 million on Facebook just to let us reach our own fans, and then they even cheat us on that, so we stopped. I mean, I've spent more on these platforms than RT.
That's what I'm saying. And then what did they say, $200,000? And you remember that video, again, anti-establishment? How about pure disgust? Remember Victoria Nuland? Oh, you liberals, you forgot Victoria Nuland. That was Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner's Assistant Secretary of State at the Washington Press Club. I believe it was December 12, 2013, with a sign of ExxonMobil and Chevron as she's talking about how Ukraine has to go toward Europe and follow the path set forth by the IMF, and they overthrew the democratically elected government of Yanukovych, and she brags that the United States spent $5 billion. How about talking about the hundreds of billions of dollars the Americans spend in overthrowing and influencing?
And let's be clear, globalists that hijacked America. Excellent point. Gerald Celente coming up at about 6 after. I've had a few of your calls from folks patiently holding. We come back, and then Gerald Celente's host in the fourth hour. We also have a compilation at the end of the hour coming up. When I went around Austin for an hour last Monday night, was it Tuesday night? And I just had people attacking me. There was every fifth or sixth person screaming F you. I want to ask Gerald Celente coming up why the leftists are so programmed. Where is this coming from? Briefly, you're the power of the InfoWar, folks. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have a lot of new specials, 50% off Anthroplex. That's the dry form of Supermel Vitality, Vitamin D3, 50% off. Colloidal Silver, 50% off. Huge, biggest specials ever on these products because I want you to see how great they are. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.